Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on The Fan, 97.3. And we're having a great time with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. And wow, what a great prize we're giving away.
Boy, you're not kidding, man. If you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, somebody at the end of today's show is going to get to go fishing on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing on a full-day trip. That's going free just for hanging out, joining in the fun, talking to Captain Mark Wish. And if you want your shot at that great trip, 833-288-0973. Phones are totally packed up right now, but that's going to be your shot to get through.
Indeed. Let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, buddy. It's time for the Catch Report. Today, our FishDope.com report is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company. We're products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato Crimp system is the best way to make your own Spectra to fluorocarbon or to mono top shots. It's easy, cost-effective, time and big fish proven. Some commercially made top shots can be as much as $45 or more. Get the Sato crimps and the supplies at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the Longfin, Takas Tackle, Save-On Tackle, and more. And hey, we got our man, Captain John Beath of Whaler's Cove, is on the line right now. Let's head all the way up to Angoon, Alaska. What's up, John?
Well, I'll tell you what's up. 2 days in a row, we've had boats come in that caught all five species of Pacific salmon.
Wow,
now, I don't know how rare that is, but that is the grand slam of salmon fishing, to be able to catch not only underboat, salmon, a chum salmon, and the hardest of all, a sockeye salmon.
Yeah.
It happened, you know, one day and then the next day, two different boats. So that is just remarkable. We've also had a lot of big halibut. Captain Albert was out this week with some trophy hunters.
You're breaking up a little bit there, John.
Exciting, though, to have that kind of salmon fishing going on right now.
Yeah, you stand in the right spot.
Exactly.
Whaler's Cove.
It's like one corner just right on the dock for your phone to work just
exactly.
enough.
Exactly. We have you back, John?
Yep.
Okay,
there he is.
There
you go.
Yes, anyway, so we've had a 65, a 75, and a 79-inch halibut. The halibut bite is as good as I've seen it in 7 years. It's just remarkable. We sat on the hook yesterday and caught our halibut really quick, and then we switched over to catching cod and rockfish, and it's just a plethora of fish here, and it's just exciting, and the weather has been phenomenal. Today it's just flat calm. We are hoping for some rain, though, because we haven't had rain since I've been here.
Oh, my.
So we're in a little bit of a drought, but we're expected to have a little bit of rain, which is going to really help move more salmon into the area and cool the water down. But it's really shaping up to be a fantastic season, especially when you guys get here in August.
Wow. Well, we're very excited. And, of course, Whaler's Cove Yodge has become the go-to spot in southeast Alaska. People loving going there, and things are booking up. I know there might be a couple of spots here and there available this year, but not too early to book your 2020 trip either. Right, Captain John?
Well, that's right. They're taking bookings for 2020 and 2021. And if you're really trying to get in on something great and you want a specific date, you need to give Jay a call, and his number is 1-800-423-3123. Again, that's 1-800-423-3123. And if you want to check us out, do it on whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com. And you can also check out the Facebook page, the YouTube channel. You can look at some of the old episodes of Alaska's Fishing Paradise on our YouTube channel and get an idea of what we're about. And just keep this in mind, though. We keep making improvements. When you get here in August, or anybody who's listening that's coming this summer, you're going to see some more changes, because every year Lodge does something to improve the lodge and comfortability. and just making this place great. So when you get here, you're going to be a little surprised.
Oh, I can't wait, John.
Awesome.
I can't wait. Well, thanks for that great report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. All right, appreciate
thanks, John.
That very much. All right.
Let's head on down now to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our great buddy, Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
Oh, good, buddy.
What's yellowtail
yeah.
action, huh?
Yeah, a little shift in fishing there on those full-day trips. San Diego's back to fishing the islands there and some very good yellowtail fishing. Had 158 yesterday to go 100 or to 20 bonito to go along with them, 140 the day before, 40 through bonito. So very good fishing out the islands. And, again, that comes back into play with the passports. Everybody needs to get their passports. If you have to skip a trip, get that passport. It's good for 10 years. They can head down the islands with everyone else, catch some yellowtail. Those trips are running just about every day. Some charters, again, that time of the year where there are some charters. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. The San Diego's full schedule is up there. The new Seaforth is running those half-day trips. Sea Watch today, seeing a little bit of calico bass there. Yesterday afternoon, 47 calico bass. Still very good bottom fishing in the morning. The twilight trip last night actually saw some pretty good calico bass fishing also. We had two boats. They caught about 70 calico bass between them, released, got close to 200 fish there. So very good fishing, and that twilight trip is still really light. People haven't really started taking advantage of that yet. But check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Those half days are up there, the morning, the afternoon, and the twilight trips. And those twilight trips are running Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening. So definitely try and get on one of those if you can. Full-day trips running down to the islands. We have 1 day and day and a half running out there. A little tougher fishing on those right now. Still picking away at some bluefin and yellowfin. Aztec had a pretty good count yesterday, 21 bluefin and 2 yellowfin on the boat there. Seen some yellowtail on those trips also. So we've been waiting for it. It's starting to finally look like July here. Nice mix of fish there, everything from those calico bass up to those big bluefin and yellowfin there. So check the website. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get your gear set up, and get out there fishing.
All great right. call, Marcos. Appreciate a great report, as always. Glad to hear the fishing's going so good, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to that.
All right, thanks, Marcos. Right,
thanks.
Appreciate that.
And our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is right here in the fan studio. And what's going on the water?
Oh, there is so much going on right now. But I think kind of bypassed the Northern Islands report there. That backed off there. That sea bass fishing's been really good up there. But that's backing down. But at Catalina, you know, right now, that Catalina has really been shining this year. So much yellowtail over there. Quite a bit of sea bass earlier.
Nice grade, too.
Yeah, nice ones, especially this last week or so, man.
That's
a
cool.
lot of big ones just tearing up tackle, man. A lot of 30-pounders.
Whoa.
You know, your average guy, especially a rent rod guy, he's not quite ready for that. So the counts don't always reflect what's
sure.
what's around to be caught. But, you know, around the east end there, you also throw in a mackerel out there in 20 fathoms is a good way to go. And you can use heavier tackle so you get a shot at landing them. Seal pressures, you know, I mean, the seals are definitely around, but they're not quite as bad as some of the other islands. But Catalina, it's just been really good, guys. And then got to mention SBI. I almost hate talking about it. I feel like that's my private little island. But, you know, the word's out. There's a zillion yellowtail up there. I mean, the sport boats has been clobbering them here this week. And all the way around the island, I mean, there's a lot of fish. There's a little bit of barracuda mixed in. You know, it's just been pretty good fishing up there at Santa Barbara. And, of course, you got all the cods and stuff to go with it. And then offshore, you know, of course, we got to mention that bluefin and yellowfin fishing. I mean, it's just, I mean, they're not biting. I mean, everybody knows that. They're not biting all that well. But, God, the amount of fish just defies description, which you guys have heard for weeks now, and it's honest to God true. I mean, some of those bluefin, I mean, we saw some shiners last weekend of those big boys.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
just impressive.
And still certainly fish to be had. It's
yeah.
just not it's not biting as well as you'd like it. But, I mean, still for sure some nice scores coming
yeah.
out.
And then, like, the caller that we had just a little bit ago, he mentioned getting a couple bluefin on a cedar plug daisy chain trolling because, you know, generally speaking, they're not biting much. So one of my customers was in late last night, and he came and he bought a couple of just regular, no, I can't say what we used to call them, but just regular trolling feathers.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, what are you going to do with that, Jason? And he goes, you wouldn't believe. Look at the picture of this yellowfin. Well, I'm figuring he's going to show me a picture of a big bluefin. He had like a 70-pound yellowfin
oh, okay.
that they caught about a week and a half ago just driving through the foamers. He said, these dumb things don't bite anything, so we decided to start trolling through them.
Wow.
So,
get out of here.
With a blue and
get
white feather.
I'll be darned.
He
blue
had,
and white feather.
Yeah, he had some beauties, man.
Wow.
So there's that. And then, you know, as we're getting into our warmer water period, you know, there's a little bit of Dorado around. There was a Dorado caught and speared up just below the 209 here. So stuff's pushing up the channel, and a few marlins starting to be seen up around Catalina.
Really?
Yeah. So it's it's all
game
here.
On.
It's game on. There is so much fish.
Wow.
So much fish. It's, you know, and it's nice weather on top of that.
Yeah.
So it's like time to go fishing, guys.
Okay, time to go fishing. That wraps up our catch report today.
You got it. And always get a hold of that fishdope.com. Always a great opportunity to save some money and join the best fishing network available out there, no doubt about that.
$20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code.
Hey, yeah, those guys do a fantastic job with that fishdope. Danny is... you know, he's the main guy writing all that. Jeff helps him out there. And those guys, I mean, that's so much work to keep up with all the reports.
The area that they cover? Oh, my gosh,
It's just,
they're on it.
Good job, Danny. I know you're listening.
I'll take that for sure. Hey, that's going to wrap up the Catch Report today, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase their fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their killer spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and the famous tuna burger. It's all at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And spice and rubs, again, like Pete had mentioned earlier, now available at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Another great option to get the best spices and rubs out there.
No doubt about it. I want to draw your attention to a great article in today's San Diego Union Tribune that our friend Bryce Miller wrote about our friend Conway Bowman.
Oh, cool.
And it's all about, he went Mako Shark on the fly fishing with them the other day, and they got him.
That is such a cool experience.
And it's a great article. Bryce is a fantastic writer, so it's in today's sports section of San Diego Union Tribune. You can get it online. San Diego Union Tribune, but check that out. Conway's a great guy and an amazing fisherman, and Bryce has done a good job writing about his experience with Conway.
That's awesome. Well, hey, let's jump right into the phones. We're going to talk to Mark. He's calling us from Santee this morning. What's up, Mark? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good morning. Morning.
Hey, I got a question. Mark, you can answer this, or any of you guys. California Fishing Games, why do they keep doing the fishing license for the calendar year, not from when you buy it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Boy, when somebody figures that out, let me know. You know, we sell licenses, and it, especially this time of year with the year half gone and the guy's paying for a whole year when he buys the license, it's just, they are so stupid. They are losing.
It's the only way to say it.
Yeah, I mean,
and there's been numerous bills that have been defeated.
Yes.
In the legislature of the California state.
I think it's like halfway through now. I think either the House or the Senate approved it, and you know they're going to the other one, and hopefully
so they're trying.
There's in my mind, I have never seen one single reason that makes the tiniest shred of sense as to why they won't do it. We're like the last state in the union that doesn't do it.
It's crazy.
And it's cost California, I think their license sales are like down 50% and the population's up ridiculous.
Yeah. And even Mexico does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It did.
But for a licensed agent, I wish they would change it, because I sure get tired of having that conversation.
Indeed. Hey, but good question, Mark. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Speaking of Mexico, is there an update on, I know people have been saying, how do I get a Mexican fishing license?
Yeah, it's tough. It's just tough right now. So the CONAPESCA office no longer exists. They shut down several non-essential foreign government offices, which CONAPESCA was one of them. So basically, for those that aren't aware, the office in which all of us purchased and got our Mexican fishing licenses, which we then sold to everybody else, is gone, and they shut it down without a plan in place to offer those licenses to everybody like us fishermen. So the only way to obtain one right now, and unless there's somebody that maybe still has stock floating around, which at this point probably is not the case, would be to buy one online, which unfortunately their online sales system works sporadic at very best, and it's frustrating. I will tell you that it most often will not work from any kind of mobile device. So if you have tried unsuccessfully with your phone or your tablet, maybe try working on a desktop computer, and that will get you some resolve. All of us should be getting some soon. There's been a plan put into place that we are going to get some get our permits, which come out of Mazatlan. That's where, like, the head of Kona Pesca exists. And we're basically sending somebody down to Mazatlan to retrieve those permits. But those guys aren't prepared for the volume of licenses that we need. Kona Pesca dealt with that on a weekly basis and could kick out thousands of permits. Well, now that it is a much more lengthy process and we can't run down the street to get permits, everybody who's able to purchase from Mazatlan is going to get, you know, a couple of months' supply, which means the volume we're asking of them is much greater. So there's two things that need to happen. One, us send somebody down to Mazatlan, which that has already been set up. We just need to wait for them to have the ability to basically print and prepare what is thousands of permits, and then we're anticipating that happening in about a week or two. But, you know, I'm not telling anybody anything. Does know sometimes things down there don't move at a speedy pace, so it's frustrating,
so in the meantime,
to say the least.
Try and get them online through this. Go to the Sport Fishing Association of California website, calsportfishing.org, and go on their Mexico tab.
Right.
Make an attempt.
I will say that as far as the sport fishing landings go, there's no issues with those guys having permits. Not because they have a secret source to get them, just that they were prepared. It's a much bigger deal.
It's a different type of excursion permit.
I can't speak for anybody else, but I know at least Fisherman's Landing, I know those guys made some serious preparations, and they have plenty of one-day permits for their boats. They're unfortunately not available for sale. It's a different deal for the landing, but they're still all good as far as, you know, fishing trips going into Mexico.
Very good.
So hopefully soon is the best thing I can
say. You don't deal with that, Mark.
That's a sore subject.
Yeah.
We had spent months doing all the paperwork to be able to sell the Mexican licenses.
Sure.
Yeah. And the day before we were to go down to get our licenses and get walked through, the guy calls and says, oh, we're shutting it down. Forget it. It ain't happening. Yeah.
Wow.
Throw one more monkey wrench at things. The last few days, the FMM website has been down as well.
Oh, nice.
So,
no.
In addition to you not being able to get a license, if you had one, the FMM website had been down. So hopefully that will get resolved soon. But the last few days, you haven't been able to print an FMM either. So
nice.
It's been shaking your
all
head
those yellow bills down there.
Yeah, well, hopefully they're not checking.
Yeah.
I don't think they have lately.
No. I mean, what do you do? You know what I mean? Like,
you just go fishing.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I can tell you what I would do. If I couldn't get them, I made the attempt. I'm not advising this to anybody.
Exactly, yep.
And I'm not telling people this is what you should do, but you just say, hey, I tried to get my permits, and they weren't available.
Yeah.
So what else?
What do you do?
What are they going to do? They're going to throw you out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're going to tell you
the worst.
Yeah, exactly. The worst case scenario, they're going to tell you to go back. So
yeah, for sure.
I'm with you, buddy.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
Sounds good. How about we talk to another Mark? This is Mark in Lakeside this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
What's up, Mark?
Hey, I actually have one question, but now I got two. The first one is, if you don't have the ringed hooks, can you get away with not quite cinching down that San Diego jam knot? And the second question is, everybody's getting into these two speeds, and I was just wondering if maybe Ricky or one of you guys could just kind of run through the scenario of when you're going to drop from high to low when you're out on the sport boat.
Mark?
Yeah, Mark.
You know, the thing about the ringed hooks there, you know, for several years I have tied what's called a figure eight knot instead of using a ring. So what you were talking about, you know, a San Diego knot, don't pull it down all the way or put like a little screwdriver in there and pull it down tight against that and then pull it back out. That'll leave you a loop. You can do the same thing with a nail knot or learn how to tie that figure eight knot and pull it down real close. I love that little knot. I find it to be strong and like that better than fishing with a ring. It works perfectly.
So are you a ring or non-ring guy?
Well, for really heavy tackle, you know, 80 and up, there's nothing wrong with the ring for that, like 30 and 40 pound. Yeah, I tie the loop knot.
The loop knot. Okay.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
It's called a figure eight knot.
A figure eight knot.
Okay.
Yeah, and properly tied, it's pretty. I haven't actually tested it, but plenty strong enough.
Got a lot of fish on it.
I've got a lot of big fish on it.
That's
cool. Yeah,
I'll have to learn that one.
And what about two speed? When does a guy want to shift from high into low?
only when you have to. You really want to stay in high gear to be able to pick up line as fast as you can when you can. But when you get one of them nicer grade tunas down there, especially that last 20, 30, 40 feet, when they're looking up the boat and they're saying, I'm not going up there, that's when low gear, short pumps, doing all the things you can do to gain just a little bit of line at a time to keep that fish coming your way. But, yeah, generally speaking, high gear the whole time until you really need that low gear.
That's good advice. I think a mistake a lot of people make is trying to get into low gear way too early. You know, when you first hook that fish and it's squirrely and it's going up and down and you're going around the boat, that's not when it's low gear time. When that fish is settled down and it's straight up and down and it's circling, that's when low gear can provide you a huge advantage.
Indeed. And when do you need a two-speed reel, Mark?
Another good question, yeah.
Oh, man, that's a tough one to answer.
That's a tough one, yeah.
Realistically, for fishing 40-pound, and if you're a guy that fishes 40-pound with 12, 14, 15 pounds of drag, a two-speed's going to help you a lot. If you're a guy fishing 40 pounds with 6 pounds of drag, what difference does it make? You're not pulling on the fish anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of these little tiny two-speeds that guys put 15-pound test on, you know, it's like, come on, what's the point?
Yeah.
But
now let me ask you this. Do you need a two-speed reel to fish sea bass and yellows at Catalina?
No.
No?
No.
Just, is it just not necessary? It's a tuna. It's more for tuna fishing,
I've
right?
caught more than a few over there, and I've never found it necessary.
Yeah, and it's more of a tuna thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the tuna fish fight's totally different than a sea bass at Catalina.
Yeah.
You know, the yellowtail are a little more so, but you know, that tuna fish, you know, when he gets done tearing around and it's like Ricky said, gets settled down, and especially the bigger ones, when they get underneath that boat and it's that last 50 feet, you know, it's not the first couple hundred yards, it's that last 50 feet.
Yeah.
And,
so true.
They just stiffen up, man. They don't want nothing to do with our world, and I can't say as I blame them.
So. Thanks, Mark, for the call. Appreciate that.
So we always blanketly say, 40-pound line and fish that are bigger than 50 pounds, you'd probably wish you had a two-speed if you didn't. You know, that's like that's a good benchmark.
Yeah, there you go. You want to get through right now, 833-288-0973. A line open there. Let's jump in the phones.
Brian and Wildemar is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Brian? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Brian.
Before I start, Pete, do you mind if I give a birthday shout-out?
Sure.
All right. I just want to say happy birthday to my lovely daughter, Kyra. It's her 8th birthday.
All right. And, happy birthday, Kyra.
Yeah, and we actually share a birthday. Today's mine, and so every birthday I get a great present and my daughter.
Oh, that's really
awesome,
cool.
Buddy.
Happy birthday to both of you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you, guys. Mark, this is going to be more of a homework question than something you can answer right now.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking the earthquake. Since you do all these fish reports and you have years of fish reports, could you look back at the last big earthquake and look at the fish reports around then? Now, granted, if it's December, the last earthquake, I know fishing is not the same, but just a...
I'm gonna pass on the homework assignment there, but I'll I've got enough going on. But I'll give you my thought on it. Is honestly, you know, it's if you know when the 7.1 happened and there's it jiggling and whatever's happening in the earth, they probably thought about it for a second, and 2 seconds later they're back to chasing that next sardine.
Hey, there's a sardine. I'm gonna eat that.
That's their life's mission.
It's
go
don't,
eat.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, happy birthday. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back in and talk to Rick? Call us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Rick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I figured since there's a couple tackle experts in on the show today, I'd ask a question about tackle. You know, we hear a lot on your show about rods and reels and maintenance and those kind of things, but what about lures? What about your jigs? And, you know, and Rick, you mentioned the expense of a cedar plug daisy chain. You know, how do you keep those in good condition and maintained over the years?
Right. Fresh water. You know, just like anything, you know, a little rinse off at the end of the day, shake them dry. And, you know, I never done anything more than that, really, to the stuff that I use.
I've never done that. So.
Yeah. I think here's another idea, though. Okay, I have a cedar plug daisy chain somewhere in my closet there that's been sitting in there for a while.
How long?
Now you're talking about, do you re-rig that?
I think that I think for right now, with what's going on with big fish, and you're probably the same as I know I am, and probably the same as Mark, sure, I got one of those somewhere. How long has it been since that thing seen the light of day?
Yeah.
A few years, at least for me, I would re-rig that thing. Just because you might hook a 100-pounder with that thing right
now. What do you think, Mark? Would you
rig it? I'll tell you why I would re-rig it, but for a different reason. I would re-rig that because it's probably on stock 150 mono.
Sure.
And I would re-rig that on like 134 carbon.
Okay.
Because we started rigging our just regular 6-inch natural cedar plugs on 80-pound 4-carbon many years ago when it was all first coming out, and it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
They like to bite it.
The first time we were talking about this last weekend when we were fishing, because one of the guys didn't know a lot about cedar plugs, and I was telling him, I said, the first time I saw one of these things in your hand, and you go, that's a dumb looking thing, fish never going to bite that. And then you put it in the water and you look at that beautiful Cadillac walk and the way that cedar turns red, kind of like, and it's like, well, maybe that looks like a cranky squid, you know, like, maybe these things will work. And then you pull it through a porpoise school and it's game on.
I like daisy chain fish.
That's a good call.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone calls.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
The Western Outdoor News Big Fish Challenge is back again for 2019. It lasts all summer long, and every time you go fishing, you can win. Fish when you want, as often as you want. There are 6 fish categories, and a low entry fee of just $10 per category. Or why not go all in and enter all 6 categories for only $40? Check onebigfish.com for complete details and to enter today. You can win both weekly tackle prizes and the grand prize in each category you enter. $30,000 in cash and prizes are up for grabs. Anyone can win as long as you enter. Categories include bonito and barracuda, yellowtail, white sea bass, halibut, tuna, and ling cod. Big Fish wins in each category each week. Simply take your fish to one of the many weigh stations, upload your photo, and your catch is in. It's all sponsored by Mercury Outboards. Enter now at onebigfish.com. You're going fishing anyway, so why not enter and win? Check Western Outdoor News each week and be sure to enter at onebigfish.com today.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hey, stop asking your smart speaker to give you the latest stock prices. Instead, listen to your favorite host talk about the Padres. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Luke Burson is on the line. Good morning, Luke.
Hi, Luke.
Good morning, all.
Okay, so big event coming up at the end of this month for CCA Orange County Chapter. Tell us about it.
Yes, it is. It's actually 2 weeks from tomorrow. It is our annual casino night, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever.
Nice.
The location is the key. The last couple years, we've done this event at Shimano headquarters, and they've been very successful. But as we started planning for this year's event, we thought, you know, what would be great is do it on the water or close to the water. And we were successful with the Dana Point Yacht Club providing their facility for the event.
How fantastic.
You had a great spot.
Oh, it's premier. It's on the island in the harbor. It's the opposite end of the opening to the harbor, real close to Dana Point itself, the actual point. And it just is a beautiful, beautiful facility. So our goal this year was to make it bigger and better than ever, and we started out with a location that's just really going to do that. Tickets are $100, and for $100 you get dinner provided by the Harbor Grill. And if you've ever eaten at the Harbor Grill in Dana Point, you know it's a premier restaurant there.
No doubt.
You get two beverages. You get $50 of gambling chips. And annual membership. And if you're already a member, we'll extend your membership an extra year.
Wow, what a deal that
is. Awesome,
and it's
Luke.
A fun night. Your casino table games and just for fun and prizes, right?
And the prizes are amazing. I'll get to those in a second. Easy to buy tickets. It's simple. If you go to the CCACalifornia.org website, there's a button for the Orange County casino night. You push on it, takes you to Eventbrite, and it's really easy. But if that's too complicated, you can go to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and buy them right there at the counter.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Good call.
All right. That's great.
And if there's 10 of you that want to go, we'll give you a special table in a prime location and make you feel even better for the night.
Wow, fantastic. And supporting, of course, a great cause, CCA, the Orange County Chapter. That's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about some of the prizes.
Okay, and there's far too many to tell them all, but at the top of the list is a seven-day trip on the Royal Polaris.
Nice.
Private trip with Benny Florentino and another one with Jimmy Decker. Tons of gear from Shimano, Daiwa, and Akuma. A Traeger grill. Costa sunglasses, and I'm working on something, and I hope I'm going to be successful. One of the original hooker intruders. I got a little work to do there, but I thought if I put it out there, that would force my hand a little bit.
That's cool.
All right, cool.
And a bunch of other stuff.
Well, that sounds great. So once again, you can buy tickets at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing or off of the CCA California website. And give us a date one more time, Luke.
It's 2 weeks from tomorrow, July 28th, starting at 4 p.m., going to 8. And if you haven't been to that yacht club, it's worth it just to see it.
Wow.
It is absolutely stunning right on the water.
It is, yeah. Well, thanks, Luke. Luke Burson, CCA, California, Orange County Chapter. Great success to you, and look forward to the event 2 weeks from tomorrow. Appreciate the call this morning.
That sounds good, man.
Yeah,
I'm in on
time,
that.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm totally in.
Well,
phone lines are absolutely packed, solid, Pete. Everybody's excited to talk to Mark. Why don't we jump right back into him? Talk to Bill. He's calling us from Mission Viejo this morning. Hi, Bill. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Just wanted a quick question online. I've had the opportunity a couple of times to go out down there in San Diego on the sports boats. And the crew has been adamant all the time about 40 pound mono, and nothing less. When the bite does turn on, does everybody just stay with 40 pound, or does it go up from there? And if the bite kind of doesn't come on, does it, could you drop down to 30, or is that just not the smart thing to do at all?
That's the endless conundrum. Yeah, you know, 40 is, I mean, 40 pound is a great all on line for, you know, fish up to maybe 100 pounds. Beyond that, you probably want a little more. So, I mean, I love fishing that 40 most of the time because you can get a bite pretty well. And then, you know, you might get a little more on 30 pound, certainly, but it's kind of a crapshoot because you hook one of those bigger fish on 30 pound, you know, your odds of landing them just start going way, way down. So that's your call. I don't like to drop down when I'm fishing offshore, you know, and there's better grade fish around. I would rather have less fish, but a shot at the big ones personally. You know, a lot of guys just want to try and catch something, and I have customers come into our store all the time. It's, yeah, I had a great time. I hooked a nice one. I lost it. I'm thinking, that's a great time. not for me. You know, thanks. I like landing fish. So that's your call. But when that stuff starts biting really good, especially if it's low light conditions, overcast, right at daylight, right at dark, and it's biting heavy line, yeah, go for that heavy line for sure. You're going to do much better landing the fish if they'll bite it.
And
there you go.
I don't think that you can ever call that a black or white answer. You know, it's totally dependent. And the best thing you got to do, man, is utilize the crew on the boat that you're on. Like they're gonna know if that fish that's been around the last week is that, you know, there's 80 pounders mixed in. You don't ever want to hook a big one on 30 pound, and they might say the same thing. You know, every fish we've caught the last few weeks has all been 40 pounds less. Maybe you can drop down, but utilize the crew on that one, and they're going to steer you in the right direction because it's not black or white. It's totally school dependent.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, I want to talk. We've talked about Catalina, we talked about Santa Barbara, and let's talk about San Clemente Island for a couple minutes here. I love fishing San Clemente.
Absolutely.
And this is kind of the time of the year when San Clemente really can be on fire, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what do you hear from San Clemente Island?
A lot of seals.
A lot of seals. Seals or sea lions?
Sea lions. Sea lions, you know, yeah. To be honest, it's sea lions. And, you know, some of those big knotheads have set up shop there in the cove. There's been a little bit of squid in Pyramid Cove, and those guys are just living on it. And
yeah.
You know, the sport boats there, they gather up those fish so nicely, and you got all those anglers hooking all those fish, and it's as easy pickings for those guys.
And they're smart.
Yeah, and they're so smart, and you know, it's just frustrating. But there's definitely a lot of fish there. You know, a lot of times you're going to do better fishing up the back off by yourself somewhere. You know, after a while, sooner or later they're going to find you, but a lot of times you get your wicks in beforehand.
Yeah.
But, you know, on that little bit of squid that's left in the cove there, I mean, there's a good grade yellow. I mean, there's been some good ones there. There's been a decent amount of sea bass or some big halibut on it. But, you know, you got to deal with those sea lions. So, again, that goes back to probably that 40-pound line. And you know, and guys, you know, 40-pound line doesn't mean anything if you don't have a worthy amount of drag set on there. I mean, it's going to give you some more abrasion resistance, but if you're not using your 40 pound where you're pulling at least 12 pounds, which doesn't sound like much till you pull against a scale and see what it takes to actually pull 12 or 14 or 15 pounds, you got to pull hard on those fish to get them in, because you're just ringing the dinner bell for those sea lions when your fish is out there struggling for a long time. That bass fishing over at Clemente at this time of year, it's just nothing short of fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, and you can get up there literally in 2-3 feet of water in those rocky kelpie areas, especially like over eelgrass in real shallow water. I mean, those big calicos are just laying in there and fishing the plastic in there, or swimming surface iron right over that real shallow water. It's just a blast fishing a big mackerel, fly line of mackerel in there.
Yeah.
The biggest bass I ever caught was on a mackerel in like 5 feet of water in the cove.
Wow.
Yeah, 12 pounds.
Yeah.
So,
Just 12 pounds?
Just saying, no big deal.
Wow. Wow. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Lot of opportunity. That's the thing here in Southern California, is there's a lot of opportunities in different places.
And you got that really good cod fishing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I love fishing rockfish and lingcod and all that junk stuff. So Clemente's loaded with structure.
Oh, yeah, a lot of good stuff. And with now being deeper, you can fish deeper. There's so many spots that opened up.
Yep. And the thing to watch, and this has happened the last few years, and we don't know yet if it will, but with the way the water's changing and the patterns of the fish changing, I mean, we've had good yellowfin tuna fishing on the anchor at Clemente.
Wow.
Just like fish in Guadalupe.
Yeah.
So it's not real consistent. They're not always in there. But, you know, the stuff got up really close to the island here a week or two ago. And it looks like we might have that same scenario as the water continues to warm and the fish are pushing up inside a little bit more. So, yeah there's a lot going on. I love that island.
Me too, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about Craig in Ocean Beach next up on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Craig. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. My question was actually about the Mexican fishing licenses, which you touched on. So I'll shift, ask quickly about those again and then shift gears. How are the Conapesca office closing going to affect the bracelets needed for fishing the Coronado Islands? And then if the three of you could give your opinion on your ideal boat for fishing in Southern California, your favorite features of your current boat, and maybe a wish list that you could put on your boat.
Yeah, well, that's like a whole show.
That's a radio show right there, for sure.
For sure.
Bracelets are the exact same scenario as licenses. We are currently out. I know that there are definitely still some bracelets around. I believe Dana Landing still has bracelets. But as that permit order happens in Mazatlan as a refill, so will the bracelets. So we are currently out at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We anticipate having more soon. But any of the SAC landings, which include Seaforth, Point Loma, H&M, and Dana Landing, all should have an opportunity in their tackle stores to sell bracelets. Whether they're out or not, I couldn't tell you, but those would be the spots that I would check first.
Yeah. What's your ideal boat, Mark? Your
boat?
Pacifica 36?
Yeah. I mean, I fished for years on a Pacifica 36. It was called the Seaway with my friend Mike Callen, the late Mike Callen. And that, for a Southern California boat, 36-foot is a good size. You know, you can deal with weather. You've got enough fuel, water. You've got easy walk around. You've got a nice bridge, good visibility. You know, you can hold enough bait in the cockpit. I mean, it's like the perfect Southern California boat.
Yeah, it is a good boat, yeah. So that would be my choice, too.
Yeah.
I'm not changing for what I got at all. I love my boat. 25 Parker from West Coast. It's absolutely perfect. We're a center console. It's all been surface-orientated, casting lure fishing for the last couple of years, and I don't think that there's a better boat out there for it, but maybe I'd strap a 425 to the back of it. If I had an unlimited wish list and a pocketbook, I'd like to put a 425 on the back instead of the new Yamaha
425.
I'm a single motor guy. I like singles as opposed to twins, and man, I would love to put that motor on the back of my boat.
And I've had a lot of Parkers in my boating history, and I'll tell you, it's a great Southern California boat. Yeah. Simple, no frills, and it gets the job done.
I love it.
Good
I
ride,
love
everything.
My boat.
And now with the modern technology, with the outboards, like you say, you can put plenty of power on those heavy boats and do what you need to do. Mark?
So yesterday I was looking at this project we're probably going to get involved with on Evan's boat that he runs, that 45-foot Sea Hunter with four 425s on it. We were crawling around that boat trying to figure out what we're going to do, and it's like, oh, my.
Yeah.
God, what a rig 45
that foot is. Center console that goes 75 miles an hour.
Nice. Fun.
I'm good.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Craig.
Appreciate that. How about we jump right back into them and talk to Bob calling us from Lakeside. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. 1,700 horsepower.
Yeah, that's moving, right?
My God. Yeah.
Pass everything but a gas station.
Yeah. I was talking to the captain, Evan Salve, the other day, and he said, you know, you sit in the tower with the gyros and you find a spot of breaking fish 5 miles away, and you're there in no time.
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah, hang on, though.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Got a question for Ricky. I was looking at some of the iCast blurbs this week, and one thing that really caught my eye as we were talking about the two speeds earlier today is that new Speedmaster from Shimano that's coming out. Any idea on when the pre-order starts on those bad boys? Because, I mean, at the price point, those look like a steal.
Yeah. I mean, we are really excited about it. It's just a reel that's perfect for our market. It's the same size that we're used to, an Italica 12, an Italica 16. Our pre-order list is going now at Fisherman's Landing, and there's quite a few guys on it. We're anticipating getting a lot. They are anticipating shipping the reels at about the end of this month. Nothing's a guarantee, but that's what they're anticipating, is shipping reels the end of the month. And the price is insane. You know, $250 for what should be a fantastic two-speed. I'll tell you, those guys don't come out with gear without doing a lot of testing. There's been a lot of those reels around. A lot of our boats have had them on them, and they seem great. I'm just absolutely ecstatic about them.
Yeah.
I think they are going to be such a good reel for our zone.
Mark, you going to have them at Pacific Edge too?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Pre-orders, taking pre-orders on them?
Can't, yeah.
Okay.
Can't wait. That's
all
just,
right.
I mean, it's just, it's going to be perfect.
$250 for a very
12
capable,
or a 16 are the first two models.
Yeah, exactly. $249 and $259 for a very capable two-speed, good fly lining reel that's going to be capable of catching a 100-pounder. Man, come on.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, thanks a lot for the fall call this morning.
All right. How about we next up talk to Doug, calling us from Montebello this morning. Hi, Doug. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, I was wondering on the that tube that would go from the bait tank to the outside to the water, what happens if I think it's plugged up? Would it be a kelp or bait or a shell or something?
It's a good question. You know, a lot of people don't put strainers between their bait pump, right?
Yeah. What were you talking about on the inlet side, sucking up kelp, or
I would go over both of those. Yeah.
Yeah. On the inlet side, I mean, I just set up for a customer up in Washington, and I just put a whole big box together of parts and pieces, and it started with the screen, the through hole with a screen on it that goes, you know, to pick the water up, and then that goes to a C strainer that's ahead of your pump, so you get all the stuff out of the pump. You know, the bigger pumps can handle it. The small plastic style pumps, you know, a little bit of eelgrass or kelp or a cigarette butt or something like that, you know, you're done. You're dead in the water. And then, you know, the good quality hose, and then the sufficient size drain to get the water back out of the tank is important. Guys try to use an existing through hole in your boat that's too small, and then the whole system doesn't drain properly, so you got to cut down the inlet flow, and then your bait doesn't do well. So, yeah, it's a balanced approach to make it all work.
So would you put FC strainer on your bait pump?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because a lot of, I mean,
if you've got room. Now, like a lot of small boats, you know, the C strainer is, you know, it's almost as big as a bait pump,
right,
the bigger bait pumps that we use. So it takes up some room, and it's definitely a little challenging sometimes to fit them in there. But it's just mandatory, especially if you fish like San Clemente Island or Santa Barbara Island, or there's a lot of eelgrass.
So much eelgrass.
Oh, yeah. It's just,
and that's the pump killer.
That's the pump killer.
Yeah. So what about the proper bait pump? Let's talk about that for a second.
Well, that's the endless conundrum again, you know, because small boats, it's usually kind of damp, and spray gets down in there and water drips on it, so you can't use the pumps like we use in bigger boats that pump well and have longevity, but they don't deal with moisture dripping on them.
Oh.
So we're fortunate that we have all these smaller kind of modified bilge pumps, you know, the Rules and the SureFlows, and they work pretty well. Rule for a while had some horrible.
They were so bad for a while.
It was like ridiculous.
You get a couple hours out of
Yeah, electrolysis was eating off the shafts, and they were overheating, and they had just a huge run of bad motors. And I think that's been largely gone through, but they still are not going to have the longevity of a high quality like a Cyclone type pump. But you know, you just got to go with the flow. If you've got a smaller boat, you have to use one of those because of the moisture situation. And you know, they're easier on the amp draw; they draw less power, don't pump as much water. But when you're using bigger boats, where you can have the ability to keep the pump dry and can deal with, you know, the bigger amperage requirements, you know, you got better backup battery capacity. You know, there's great pumps on the market today, but they got to be dry.
Well, there's always a rule of thumb that you talk about the tank fill. How fast do you want your tank to fill?
Yeah, you know, in that 6, 7, 8 minute, you know, the bigger tanks, you can fill them a little slower. Smaller tanks, you know, the ratio of bait to water is higher, so you got to turn them a little faster.
Can you fill it too fast?
Oh, absolutely.
Too much flow?
Yeah. And if your water inlet system is such that it's not distributed evenly throughout the tank, you got one jet of water coming in there. Every bait that swims by it rolls him over, knocks off a few scales, and in no time you've scaled your tank of bait, and it's all dead.
I know so. I know you did some consulting on Mark Wheeler's new boat.
Yeah,
and for the bait, and completely redesigned for him the inflow because of that even flow that you're talking about.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah, for sure.
The tank that you set up with our 80-gallon has got dual inlets.
That's dual inlets.
And
yeah.
That thing keeps bait so good, Pete. I can't even begin to. Yeah, it's the best. We love it.
For sure.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on the Liberty. We're giving away a full-day trip. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid, contrast is clearer, details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Stop asking your smart speaker to give you the latest stock prices. You don't own any. Instead, listen to your favorite host talk about the Padres. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, the big winner going on that full-day trip on the Liberty, getting in on that wide-open fishing action. That's going to Norman in San Diego. Norman, congratulations. Didn't make it on the air, but was on hold till the very end, and that's just the case. You hang in there. You're in the prize running.
Indeed.
Congrats, Norman.
Busy day, Mark.
Very busy.
People want to talk to the captain, for sure. And, of course, Mark, we appreciate all your information. You give, like, the latest, greatest stuff for on 27 years here on Let's Talk Hookup, and we sure appreciate that.
How can that be?
Right? Oh, where does it happen? Yeah.
I mean, that must mean that you're getting old.
Yeah, I guess I am. Yeah. You too, right?
It's hard to believe,
Okay. We're not getting old. We're still fishing, and that's the key. You got to keep moving. You got to keep going.
Me
and
too.
That's what I'm going to for sure do, and I know you are too. But if somebody wants more information on bait tanks, fishing tackle, fishing information, tell us how we find you.
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron gas station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. And the website's pacificedgetackle.com.
All right. So if somebody wants a bait tank, let's talk about the procedure right now. I want a Pacific Edge bait tank for my bow, let's say. What are we talking about? How long is that going to take? And who does the rigging? Do I do the rigging? How's that all work?
Yeah, you're going to do the rigging, or I've got people in different areas that might be able to do that rigging
all
for
over
you.
Southern California.
Yeah, you know, from us south mostly.
Yeah.
We don't get too much involved up in the northern territory.
Sure.
But yeah, you call us up or stop by because there's a few things that we got to talk about, and we'll try and get you fixed up with the best possible solution to your particular problem.
Yeah, because bait pumps, all the different rigging of the bait tank, the size of the bait tank.
Yeah, like on bow tanks, some boats have a lot of angle up there, so we got to raise the bottom so there's room to scribe that so that it sits flat.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of the things you got to think about.
Yeah. But you're putting him in line behind my new stern tank for the Parker 25, right?
Yeah. The one that's not even been designed yet.
Yeah,
that one. Yeah.
But that's an example that's what Mark will do for you.
Yeah, he's the best,
He's the best.
He's the best.
Thanks, Mark. And we'll, of course, talk to you next Saturday.
And
we'll, of course, talk to you tomorrow morning. Right here, 7 to 9 a.m. on The Fan, Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero on Baja's East Capes up here. He's going to be in the studio with us. Thanks to Brian, and, of course, thanks to Adam for all that they do here on Let's Talk Hookup. And most of all, thanks to you out there for listening and participating. Be sure to download our app and listen to archives and all you need there, and check out our website, letstalkhookup.com, for everything Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning. 7 to 9 a.m. right back here on 97.3 The Fan.